ويوم نبعث من كل أمة شهيدا ثم لا يؤذن للذين كفروا ولا هم يستعتبون.
They are heedless of the day when we shall raise a witness from each community, and then the unbelievers will neither be allowed to plead, nor will they be asked to repent and seek pardon. They are heedless of the day when we shall raise a witness. The word witness in the verse stands for the prophet of a people or anyone else who, after his passing away, asks them to issue polytheistic superstitions and rituals, invites them to exclusively worship the one true God, and warns them of accountability on the Day of Judgment. Such a person will bear testimony on the Day of Judgment that he did indeed convey the truth to his people. Whatever they did thereafter was, therefore, not out of ignorance. It was rather done despite full knowledge, and so deliberately. From each community, and then the unbelievers will neither be allowed to plead. This does not mean that people will not be allowed to explain their conduct. What the verse means is that the wrongdoing of the unbelievers will be established by incontrovertible and undeniable evidence. It will leave them no room to explain away or defend their conduct. Nor will they be asked to repent and seek pardon. At this stage, they will not be asked to repent and seek pardon from their Lord, for this will be the hour of judgment. Both the Quran and the Hadith make it clear that one may repent and seek pardon during the present life. It is not possible to do so in the hereafter. Even in this life, the opportunity for repenting and seeking pardon is available as long as one is not in the throes of death. When a man becomes certain that he is on the verge of breathing his last, his repentance is of no avail. For as soon as a person reaches the frontiers of death, the term for doing good comes to an end. Only one thing follows that event: God's reward or punishment.
وَإِذَا رَأَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا الْعَذَابَ فَلَا يُخَفَّفُ عَنْهُمْ وَلَا هُمْ يُنظَرُونَ.
And once the wrongdoers have beheld the chastisement, neither will it be lightened for them, nor will they be granted any respite.
وَإِذَا رَأَى الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا شُرَكَاءَهُمْ قَالُوا رَبَّنَا هَؤُلَاءِ شُرَكَاؤُنَا الَّذِينَ كُنَّا نَدْعُو مِنْ دُونِكَ فَأَلْقَوْا إِلَيْهِمُ الْقَوْلَ إِنَّكُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ.
And when those who associated others with Allah in His divinity will see those to whom they ascribe this share, they will say, "Our Lord, these are the beings to whom we ascribed a share in Your divinity, and whom we called upon instead of You." Whereupon those beings will fling at them the words, "You are liars." Whereupon those beings will fling at them the words, "You are liars." This does not mean that the false deities will deny that the unbelievers called upon them to help them and rescue them from distress. What they will deny is that they neither knew nor expressed their consent, nor did they ask them to call upon them rather than upon God. Hence, they were in no way responsible for whatever the polytheists might have done. If people believed that they had the power to hear and answer prayers, or to remove distress or effectively assist them, all this was a lie which people had themselves invented. Hence, they alone should be responsible for that and bear its consequences.
وَأَلْقَوْا إِلَى اللَّهِ يَوْمَئِذٍ السَّلَمَ وَضَلَّ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ.
As for that day, they will offer their submission, and all that they had fabricated will have vanished. As for that day, they will offer their submission, and all that they had fabricated will have vanished. All the fabrications of the unbelievers will vanish on the Day of Judgment. Those in whom the unbelievers and polytheists had placed their trust will be gone. They will be unable to find anyone even to heed their complaints and lamentations. None will be there to solve their difficulties. No holy men or saints will step forward to intercede on their behalf. No one will dare to plead with God that no harm should come to them, for they were sincerely devoted to Him.
الذين كفروا وصدوا عن سبيل الله زدناهم عذابا فوق العذاب بما كانوا يفسدون.
As for those who disbelieved and barred others from the way of Allah, we shall add further chastisement to their chastisement for all the mischief that they did. As for those who disbelieved and barred others from the way of Allah, we shall add further chastisement. The punishment inflicted on such unbelievers will be twofold. Apart from being punished for unbelief, they will also be punished for barring others from the way of God.
وَيَوْمَ نَبْعَثُ فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ شَهِيدًا عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَجِئْنَا بِكَ شَهِيدًا عَلَى هَؤُلَاءِ وَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ بَيَانًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةً وَبُشْرَى لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ.
O Muhammad, peace be upon him, warn them of the coming of a day when we shall bring forth a witness against them from each community, and we shall bring you forth as a witness against them all. And it is for that purpose that we sent down the book to you, which makes everything clear and serves as a guidance and mercy and glad tidings to those who have submitted to Allah. O Muhammad, peace be upon him, warn them of the coming of a day when we shall bring forth a witness against them from each community, and we shall bring you forth as a witness against them all. And it is for that purpose that we sent down the book to you, which makes everything clear. The Quran clearly explains what the basic factors are which cause man to find or lose the right way, to attain success or end up in failure. It also clearly illuminates all that a man needs to know in order to be rightly directed and to be able to distinguish truth from falsehood. However, some people tend to make an altogether erroneous interpretation of "which makes everything clear" and similar statements in other verses of the Quran. They take the statement in a purely literal sense to mean that every single thing has been laid down and explained in the Quran. Proceeding on this assumption, they try to call out from the Quran all sorts of strange facts, scientific and otherwise, in order to vindicate their assumption. And serves as a guidance and mercy and glad tidings. The Quran will provide sound guidance to those who accept the Quran and adopt the stance of obedience in all spheres of life. Adherence to Quranic guidance will bring upon them God's mercy. Moreover, the Book of God will announce to them the glad tidings of their success on the Day of Judgment. Those who reject the Quran, however, will be deprived of God's guidance and mercy. Not only that, but on the Day of Judgment, when God's Messenger will bear witness against them, this book will serve as an overpowering evidence against them. For the Messenger will conclusively establish that he had conveyed to them the book, which clearly explains the distinction between truth and falsehood.